McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Mr. Willis.
Coach Warren, coming off a bye week, we played Charlton County the week before, but let's just dive right into, going through that game, as a recap, as a review, and also how that then led to the off week, the bye week, and how that was handled.
All right. Well, in the Highlands game we played, our quarterback got hurt. Nehemiah West is our free safety and quarterback. And we went with our Wildcat offense with Ernest McIntosh in the second half. So going into the Charlton week, we had two quarterbacks out. We had Blake McMahon out, two of our three quarterbacks out, I should word. And the other player is one of our defensive captains, Makai Jackson. So we had Nehemiah West out, Makai at middle linebacker, and Blake McMahon out. So we decided to put the ball in Ernest's hands in the Wildcat. And we knew going into that it would either be feast or famine, and Charlton did a good job defending it. So we didn't have a great night offensively at all. When we did move the ball, we had some turnovers and penalties, and other than that, they smothered us pretty good. Defensively, however, we played well enough to win. I feel like the defense is going to keep us in ball games right now. We only gave up 88 yards rushing and 87 passing. Other than a few big plays from the passing game, the Bucs looked really good. I feel like two of those plays would have been nullified if Neo had been in the secondary. I've seen him pick those routes multiple times over multiple years. And, we've got to get him back healthy. We're just a better team simply when he's in the ballgame.
Yeah, missing a player like Neo West, both as a football player and also as a leader, has to make for some interesting adjustments.
It does. Somebody asked me and said, well, he looked as confident in the secondary. I was like, well, we weren't. I mean, he's back there. Those kids are confident when he's in the game because he can call a secondary about as well as my coaches can. Occasionally Coach Minish will have to adjust something with him or just say more like, say, hey, here's what we want to be in, here's what we can be in, and he recognizes it and he runs it. But, the guys that were in there Friday night, they didn't make many mistakes, but the ones we made were costly.
Yeah, and it's a game of errors. The team who makes the fewest often wins. So defensively, you held them to around 150, 160 yards, a very high-octane, potent offense by the Charlton team. What players stood out? You talked about Ernest running the ball, put it in the hands of the running back. But who stood out on defense for you? I know it's a team effort, but anybody stand out for you?
Yeah, our front four on the defense are really tough. You've got Derek Irons at the strong side defensive end, Javonte Cummings at the strong side tackle. You got Anthony Jackson at the weak side tackle, and Jaden Lotson at the weak side end. Those guys are really playing good football right now.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So those four are really playing good football. Then you have a linebacking core of Tyler Alexander, who was also out Friday night. Couldn't play. That was one of our better players at linebacker and tight end. Makai Jackson, who did a great job. He was actually our player of the week. He had some amazing stats. He had seemed like he was all over the field with tackles, tackles for loss, and assisted tackles. So we knew that we couldn't play him at quarterback all the time, or we would run, you know, risk losing another player on defense. Then the strong side linebacker was Lorenzo Reed. He stepped in for Ernest McIntosh because Ernest was carrying the ball on offense. Ernest had 30 carries, 141 yards, and two touchdowns. Did have a costly fumble that he probably wishes he had back because he was scored. He broke free and the ball just came out. Just a straight hustle out of his part. But Ernest took over a ball game late that we lost. If he can find that energy again early in ball games, he's going to be a force. I know he's figured out if I rush over 100 yards each week, I'm going to be in the over 1,000 yards rushing. So he's got a little motivation. Then the secondary, you had Jalen Dallas, Dominique Wilson, C.J. Battle, and M.J. Quarterman. I thought M.J. did a good job coming in and running the safety position for Neo. But if I had it to do over again, I probably would have locked M.J. down on the little receiver that hurt us. And anyway, hindsight's 20/20. You know how that goes.
Of course. But, you know, just kids played hard. You know, team did a great job, you know, came up short there against a very good Charlton team. But, you know, lots of positives coming out of that contest. Tell us how the positives and the areas that you identified, you know, to work on during the bye week. You know, players get their feet back under them, their legs back under them. But from a football standpoint, how did practice go last week and getting ready for ECI?
Normally, Mr. Willis, on an off week, I would give us Monday, Friday off, practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we needed to heal up. We're a little banged up. So we did a light practice on Monday that week and put in some things for the players that we have available. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we went to work. And Thursday was a JV game. Friday we were off, and then we took off Monday before we practiced last Monday, so we'll get a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice in this week with the varsity and go into play. But I told the guys they were off from – the seniors were off anyway, a couple of varsity guys from Thursday evening all the way through to, you know, until today. That rest is important because we're about to hit a long stretch of football.
Yeah, and starting off, you know, we're going to preview this week's game here on the show shortly, but, you know – great timing with a bye week to heal up all the bumps and bruises and get their legs back under them for what promises to be an epic first region matchup with ECI.
Man, this game very well, at a minimum, it's for a top three playoff spot. And at a maximum, it's for the region championship right off the bat. You know, there's some other teams, so Coach, we got something to say about that too. Metter, and I'm sure Jenkins and Bryan County and Screven. But, yeah, playing ECI early for both of us is a tough one because going to put the loser of this ball game is going to have to battle, hope for an upset to get the region championship. But, you know, if we can come in at a 2 or a 3, we'll still be in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, looking forward to that. And, you know, folks, we'll preview that shortly. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, we mentioned before break there that this week is a huge region matchup with a lot of playoff implications, region implications, and ECI is always a tough ball game. They're well coached, they play hard, they do a great job up there in Twin City, and this game will be on the road. Yeah. We'll be at Twin City on Friday night at 7:30 kickoff. Tell us, about the team we're about to go face with this ECI team.
ECI ranked in the top 10. They're 2-0 right now. They just had a big win over crosstown rival Swainsboro. Probably should have lost the game. Swainsboro had the game under control and fumbled the ball, and ECI scooped and scored and won the ball game. But I felt like ECI coached Swainsboro most of the ball game. They had a great game plan. Their kids are playing hard. He has a younger team this year, but, man, do they play hard. They do a really good job. They've got a running back number one and a running back number two that are super good. We're going to have to contain them. I thought last year we won't let this freshman out. Man, he went about 80 yards one time. So we've got to play well. We've got to take over. The defensive line needs to dominate the front for us to have a put us in a position to win. They run a wing T offense. I call it a power wing. Most everything they do is centered off of smash mouth football. So they are a very tough opponent. They're a very tough opponent. And last year they had a big number 40 that we just couldn't handle. They end up blowing us out up there at their place. This year I think we're a little more physical, a little more older, a little more mature than we were last year. So it could be another classic battle. I think the last five matchups, they've won three, we've won two. And us probably stinging the worst one, even though we've down 3-2. We won the region championship over them in 2022, so I'm sure that was some payback last year for them. So, yeah, they're a good ball team. They're a 4-4 base defense. They're well coached there. I think their head coach, Chris Kearson, runs the defense this year. And then they've got the best kicker, and maybe in single-A ball. I've seen the kid hit a 50-yard punt. So we're gonna have to battle to keep up with the kicking game.
So the kicker adds a different element to special teams. And this kid is special just from years past. And I'm sure – is he a senior coach?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's a highly recruited special teams player. And as you said, this team is well-coached, very athletic, and they've got some special players along the way. The defense has to assert itself early to not give up those explosive plays. What about offense, Coach? You talked about the 4-4 defense they're going to put in front of us. What are we looking at offensively for the Bucks?
Well, hopefully we'll be back in our regular offense. We've got our Wildcat stuff always at the ready, but that really wasn't what we needed to do, was play that in a full ball game. That's designed to take advantage of teams that haven't gotten a chance to work it or didn't respect it, not to play a whole ball game and dare us to throw out of it, that kind of stuff. Of course, if your Neo's in there, the threat is that you can throw, but when they noticed that Neo wasn't in the ball game, the threat to throw was minimal.
Yeah. I mean, again, Neo West figures into this conversation strongly, as he usually does. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, looking at the regular offense, with a full complement of players, we talk about Ernest McIntosh carrying the mail, and he is a special player. He is the truth, Ernest McIntosh, and Neo West. But what are some other players you're looking for some positive things from offensively this week?
We need offensively, number one, we've struggled learning the new offense. And I think we're at a point right now where the kids understand the three or four concepts we're running and the three to four concepts passing that we have. We need to have a good week with those. I felt good about the offense last week and progress. So once that stabilizes, we're going to start adding some of the old Buccaneer offense back into it and take the best of both worlds. We're just not quite there yet.
Not quite there yet, but making progress.
We are. Learning the plays has been a big deal. I don't know, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle to learn the new concepts. They keep wanting to resort back to, you know, what we were doing, their confidence levels in that. So I guess what's going to happen maybe this week, probably next week for sure, is we're going to mesh the two systems. But you'll see a look of under center, shotgun, wing T formation, some wildcat, some things that have traditionally been good for the Bucks. Right now we're just not there. We're better than we were at Islands. We're much better than we were at Charlton, but we're still not where we need to be. We're not caught the defense yet, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. And often offense does tend to come around a little later than defense for a lot of teams. What about on defense, Coach? What players on defense are you looking for some positives from this week?
I feel like we've got to have a great performance out of our front. Honestly, if you made me pick right now, our defensive line needs to show off. They're facing a younger offensive line that's predominantly made up of good sophomores, really good sophomores, offensive line. But I think our defensive line could be the difference in this ball game, especially if the offense is not at full strength. If the defense can hold them to, you know, just three or less scores, we may have a shot to win this thing if the offense can halfway produce.
Yeah, I mean, and it keeps going back to in the trenches.
Yep.
You know, both offensive line, defensive line, ball game seems to be going to be won in those areas primarily.
Yeah, you know, we had a massive amount of penalties at the Islands, and then we cut it down by six penalties, but still we had way too many, double what what I consider a winning ball game penalty ratio would be.
Yeah.
We've got to quit holding. We had the holds have got to stop, but we had some just mentally weak, you know, not focused plays, lining up offsides, not asking the official if you were on the line, just stuff you got to get out of your system, you know.
Yeah. We've got just a little time in this segment left. Talk to us a little bit about Jalen Dallas and the ball he's playing and the importance on special teams.
Jalen Dallas is a strong safety. He's an adjuster. He's a senior. He and Neo play well. They complement each other well. I do think Jalen plays with a lot of confidence when Neo's in there, when it's kind of like, okay, I've been reassured this, I'm in the right spot, and Jalen plays. But Jalen's also our punter. And he shanked a few lately, but in practices, it's not going to be long until he's booming punts and maybe even can keep the field from being flipped so bad versus this elite punter we're facing.
Yeah, and he, you know, he tends to do a good job in games, you know, giving us a more advantageous field position as he continues to grow. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, let's talk about JV, middle school, you know, the feeder programs that are the lifeline and the blood of the program as you continue to put great teams on the field year after year. What's going on with JV and middle school? What's been going on and what's coming up in the future?
Well, the seasons have for sure started. Todd, we'll start with the middle school. The middle school, you know, we hosted a jamboree here and against the Glenn schools, and we ended up playing four ball games. We beat Glenn Middle, lost to Jane Macon 7-0, and we tied Risley and tied Needwood 7-7. So the middle school is in as good a shape as it's been since I've been back. The only time I can say it was in better shape was the first stint here, you know, because the school was on campus with us. We were able to recruit those kids. Logistically, it's been a challenge getting kids to and from here. It's been a challenge getting staff there, but we're kind of sitting as good as we've sat in a while, and it's showing. We've got over 30 football players in the middle school.
That's nice.
And they've got their first game against St. Mary's this week. At St. Mary's, thank goodness I don't have to go over there and paint two fields, this one and the other one. So they've been doing really well. The JV has also started. They've played a couple of ball games. They've played Savannah Christian, and they played Long County. We hadn't won either one of those ball games, but Savannah Christian was an extremely good ball team that we upset last year in JV, like 26-22 or something. And then the Long County game, I understand, was a pretty good ball game the other day. We lost 12-0, but we had some big plays that just ended in penalties. You know, that goes back to what you and I were talking about earlier. We've got to quit making those type of mistakes.
Yeah, playing behind the sticks is never a good thing.
Not for us. We're a ball control offense, so, you know, we don't have plays for first, second and 15, second and 30, you know. We don't have those kind of plays in our offense, so we've got to do a better job of executing what we're supposed to and quit hoping that the official won't see us committing a foul.
Right. They who are some players that are playing both ways, you know, with maybe JV and varsity and some kids that are developing into players that you could come to depend on sometime in the future?
You know, we're only dressing 40 to 53 kids, depending on who showed up to practice each week. So you say, how in the world do you even have a JV? Well, we do. A player in the state of Georgia can play six quarters a week. So you might get four quarters varsity, two quarters JV. You might get four quarters JV and no varsity, you know. It just depends on where you're sitting. The players you reference are some bubble players, players that might just be on the special teams or playing a backup role somewhere. So if you're one of those players, let's say you're a 10th grader and you're the starting defensive end, but you're the third team fullback, you might get to go play your position for two quarters at fullback so you can get a little better and get some time.
Nice.
A lot of the guys take advantage of that. I got a few of them, once they get the taste of varsity, they're too good to go play JV. In fact, we're going to talk about that today.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, they, you know, but the one constant throughout the program is the effort, the, you know, how hard the kids play, and they compete. You know, Buccaneers always compete. That is never something to be worried about when you watch a Buccaneers football game. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, you asked me about particular players that are playing well right now. You know, Wade Buckley's getting some playing time on the varsity. He's also playing some JV. And I think he understands, hey, you know, if I'm just waiting around on Friday night, I'm gonna have limited snaps. So how can I maximize my snaps? Well, that's to get better. So he took advantage of, you know, of going. You know, our youngest quarterback, Blake McMahon's in ninth grade. He's doing a good job right now. I do feel like we've got to get some running backs ready. I don't think we had any, but a handful ready this past Thursday. We've got some kids that are quite capable of running the football if they'll put their mind to learning the offense. So we've got to be able to do that. Defensively, we've got to have some consistency with the rotation. But I felt like the defense was playing pretty strong. That was a pretty good Long County team that you know, they've got a good program over there right now.
They do. It was a hard-fought ball game. I was there, and you know, it it could have gone either way. You know, just two pretty evenly matched teams.
Yeah, they are. You know, they used to be the whipping child of football around here. And Coach Feaster has implemented a legit program. They've got 90-something players in a AAA program. They've made the playoffs the last 5 years. So, you know, they're approaching 1,000 to 1,200 kids in the school. They're getting where they're a handful. And, you know, we beat them 14-7 in the varsity. That's the first time we've lost to them in JV football in a while. But, you know, it is what it is. They're, you know, they play us hard.
So, you talked about the middle school Bucks playing St. Mary's this week. Who does the JV team have this week, Coach?
JV plays their first home game this week. They play Liberty County. Last year that was a 6-0 ball game, I believe, Todd, in our favor. So we are going to have absolutely step it up. Liberty's going to come in here and try to beat us and remember that loss from last year.
Yeah, and that's always fun to play at home, you know, here in the ship.
I get my second round of running the new paint robot, too. So hopefully this time it'll be a little bit better experience than I had last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a great piece of technology, Coach.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have a robot that paints your whole field. You just don't want it to be painting and have the misfortune of the cellular network to go out while I was painting it last week, which the company said they've never had happen.
Well, you know, it's first time for everything. And, Coach, as we all know, technology is a great thing when it works. But what a great resource to have to get ready for some Bucks football. And then just looking forward, you know, the varsity team will next play at home a week from Friday against Claxton. We'll talk about Claxton next week, of course, on the show. But
well, that Claxton night is youth night. So goes in with us. We'll have a lot of the future Bucks coming over for you.
So Leisure Services, our baby Bucks, they'll all be here in force a week from Friday night, and that'll be lots of fun. That's always good to see all the Bucks show up, Coach.
Oh yeah, I enjoy seeing them run around, lead the Bucks through the banner, and you know those type things. I'm seeing. This makes me feel old. I'm seeing kids come through that coach their parents, you know, and I'm sitting there going, how old am I? I think I've been 39, Todd, for a long time.
Well, you know, it's the anniversary of your 39th birthday, Coach.
That's true. That's
today's
true.
Not his birthday, though. But I totally understand what he's saying. There's lots of Bucks tradition here in Heritage, and we are excited about Bucks football. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off. We are one buck. Have a great, great week.